Christians have been praying for a global awakening for centuries, believing that the Holy Spirit would awaken the hearts of billions before the return of Jesus. On today's broadcast of Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she speaks of a coming revival that God has promised in Joel 2 and prophesied in Revelation 7 when Jesus opens the seventh seal. Here's Dr. Davis, The Great Awakening.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. We are continuing our journey through the book of Revelation, and today we are beginning in chapter 7. But really, for the past few weeks, we have covered the six seals opened during the tribulation. Six seals have been opened, but there is a pause in the action between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. Just like there is a pause between the sixth and seventh seal, there's also a pause between the sixth and seventh judgments by the trumpet and the sixth and seventh bowl judgments. These are periods of grace, even in the midst of God's judgment. I have said many times that the tribulation is when God deals with Israel. The tribulation is known as a time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Two things will happen to Israel during the tribulation. Israel will be judged for her rejection of the Messiah. Jews will be preached to receive their Messiah, whom they pierced. And we see that in Zechariah 12, verse 10. In Revelation chapter 7, there is a great revival which will come to the earth and is centered around the nation of Israel. Let's begin reading chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. "After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth and on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, 'Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our gods on their foreheads.' And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed." The setting of the great revival. The first six seals have been opened, but before the seventh seal is opened in chapter 8, there is a period during which people on earth are sealed by God against the coming judgment. There are two visions that are presented to John. The first vision is in chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. This takes place on earth and concerns 144,000 representatives of a godly remnant from Israel. The second vision takes place in heaven and concerns the glory of the martyred Gentile saints in heaven. In verses 1 through 3, John sees four angels who are restraining the winds of judgment that are about to blow upon the earth from every direction. The winds of judgment are being held back until the elect from Israel have been gathered in. You see these judgments that will occur in chapter 8, verses 6 through 7. But moving on to verse 4, it says, "And I heard the number of those who were sealed." What is the seal? This is not the first time God has sealed or protected people from impending judgment. First was Noah and his family in the ark. Second, Rahab and her family at Jericho. Third, God's willingness to spare 10 people in Sodom. Fourth, the fact that he rescued Lot. Fifth, God sealed 7,000 prophets in Elijah's day who had not bowed their knees to Baal.
Thank you for joining Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis and today's lesson from Revelation 7 and the opening of the seventh seal by Jesus. Please join us again for our next episode of The Seven Seals of God when Dr. Cheryl Davis continues her overview of Revelation 7, including the regrouping of the 12 tribes of Israel, the anointing of the 144,000, and the great end time awakening. That's next week on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. This is Truth Matters, a ministry of the Truth Project.